I want to read some verses from Shastra about separation from Krishna, because this is the basis of our bhajan. Chanting, if we chant the holy name without the mood of separation, it's very difficult to make advancement. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this separation. Is the most important mood. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was living in Puri, especially during his Gambhira Leela, and the last 12 years of his manifest Leela, especially the last 6 years, he was totally absorbed in Viraha Bhav, Radharani's intense mood of separation, burning in separation from Krishna, the agony of separation, Maranakya Mahabhav. The last chapters of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna's Kaviraj explains that Mahaprabhu was floating day and night in the ocean of separation. He mate Mahaprabhu, nila chale vaise, rachi dine Krishna vichet, Arnave Base. While living in Jagannath Puri, Nilachala Dham, Mahaprabhu floated day and night in an ocean of separation from Krishna. In the first canto of Bhagavatam, chapter 11, verse 9, the residents of Dwarka, they're speaking in separation from Krishna. Yayam vujaksha pasasara bhavan karun madun vata suridrikshaya trachadakoti pratimashano bhaved ravin vinakshnor ivanasta vachuta. O lotus eyed Krishna, when you go away to Kurukshetra and to Mathura, Marupuri, one moment in separation from you seems like 10 million eons. As the eyes see only darkness in the absence of the sun, in your absence, all four directions appear to be empty, desolate, and void. Krishna in Mathura confided to Uddhava Mahashaya, his friend, advisor, and counselor, before sending him to Braj with a letter for the gopis. He opened his heart in 10th canto 46:5. Maita prayasam preshte Ndoraste gokulastriyaha smaratyonga vimuyanti virahot kantya vivala. My dear Uddhav, for the women of Gokul, I am the dearest of the dear and the most cherished object of their love. Whenever they remember me, who am so far away, they simply faint in the anxiety of separation. In Ramananda Samvag, Madhulila 8, there's questions and answers and discussion between Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Rai Ramananda. At that time, Mahaprabhu asked, Dukha Madhya Kona Dukha Haya Guru Tar Krishna Bhakta Viraha Vina Dukha Nahai Deki Par. Mahaprabhu said, O Rai Ramananda, of all the different kinds of distress, what is the most painful? Sri Ramananda Rai replied, apart from separation from the devotee of Krishna, I know of no unhappiness. This is from Rupa Goswami's Padyavali. Twad bhakta saritam patim chulukavad kadyotavad bhaskaram merum pashyati loshtravat kimaparam bhume patim vrityavad chinta ratna chayam shilashakalavat kalpadrumam kashtavat samsaram chinarashivat kimaparam deham nijam bharavat. O Bhagavan, your devotees consider the ocean to be like a handful of water. The sun is like a firefly. Mount Meru is merely a clump of earth. The emperor of the world is an insignificant servant. A multitude of Chintamani jewels is simply a pile of pebbles. A valuable Kalpadruma tree is merely a stick of wood. And the entire world is a bunch of straw. What more can be said? In separation from you, my Lord, they consider their own bodies to be heavy burdens. He Radhe, Brajadevi ke chalalite, he Nanda sunnokutaha. Shigovardana kalpa pada patale, kalindi vanye kutaha. Goshanta viti sarvato brajapore ke dharmahavivalo. Vande rupa sanatana raguyago Sri Jiva Gopalako. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, Sri Gopala Bhatta Goswami, Sri Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, and Sri Raghunath Das Goswami. The six Goswamis were always calling out, O Radhe, O Queen of Vrindavan, where are you? O Lalite, O Nanda Nandan, where are you? Are you sitting beneath the Kalpavriksha trees at Govardhan Hill? Are you roaming in the forest along the soft banks of the Kalindi? In this way, they are always lamenting, overwhelmed, and burning in feelings of intense separation as they wandered throughout Brajamandal. And this is from Stavavali by Das Goswami. Shunyayate maha goshtam girindro jagarayate vyagra tundayate kunda jivatu vahitasyame. Now that I no longer have the sustainer of my life, Sri Rupa Goswami, the land of Braj has become empty and desolate. Govardhan Hill has become like a great python waiting to swallow me. And Radhakund has become like a gaping mouth of a ferocious tiger. The mood of separation softens the heart and increases one's eagerness to attain the Lord of his life. It's the key to the treasure of bhakti. One must chant and weep in separation. This verse was a very favorite verse of our beloved Gaura Govinda Swami. Bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga, bhakti yoga dhan. Bhaktiye Krishna Namer Smarana Krandhan. This is the famous crying verse. Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga, Bhakti Yoga Dhan. Bhaktiye Krishna Namer Smarana Krandhan. Bhakti Yoga is the only wealth. Bhakti Yoga means to chant and remember the name of Krishna and weep. If you want to attain the treasure of Bhakti Yoga, you have to remember Krishna's name and chant while crying from the depths of your soul. The next is a bhajan by Sri Govindadas Kaviraj, which we discussed once before in relation to separation. But we want to hear it again, because here, through the power of his purified heart, he's giving us a glimpse of Vrindavan after Krishna left to go to Mathurapuri, then on to Dwarka. This bhajan is called Tuhu Se Rohili Madhupur. Tuhu Se Rohili Madhupur. Vajakula Akula Dukula Kalarava Kano Kano Kori Jur. O Krishna Chandra, now you are staying very far away in Madhupuri, Mathura. But what is the condition of Vrindavan? All the Brijvasis are in great pain and distress of separation, crying out, Kanu, Kanu, where are you? Even the birds are calling, but there is no answer, only an echo. All are weeping and are about to die. Yashomati Nanda, Anda Samabhatai, Sahase Utai Napar, Sakagan Dhenu, Veno Rava Nashuniye, Vichurala Nagara Bhajar. Yashoda Maya and Nanda Baba are crying so much, it is as if they become blind and they cannot see anymore. They are just sitting and crying. They have no strength. They look like skeletons. They don't even have enough strength to stand up. They're about to die and they're not cooking any food. Why should they cook? For whom will they cook? All the cows and all your friends, where are they? What has happened to them? Because they cannot hear you calling them with your flute. The marketplaces and the roads are all deserted. No one is there. No one is to be found. Kusuma tajia ali shititali lutata tarogana malina saman mayuri na nachata kapoti na bhaulata kokila na karata Karatahigan. Even the bumblebees, who are so busy collecting honey, are now upset and have given up all the flowers. They're simply crying and rolling on the ground in the pain of separation from you, my Lord. And all the trees, they look so dull, drab, and distressed. The peacocks are no longer dancing. The pigeons are no longer singing and the cuckoos are silent. They are no longer calling out, Kuhu, Kuhu. Everyone is feeling so much pain and separation from you. Virahini Rai, Viraha Jwari Jar Jar, Chodiki Viraha Hutasha, Sahaje Jamuna Jal, Agi Samana Vela, Kahataya Govinda Das. Virahini Rai, Radharani is burning up in the fever of separation. In every direction, all the people are sinking in an ocean of separation from you. Even the Yamuna does not flow anymore. She has dried up and there's no more water. The water that's flowing there is simply the tears coming from the eyes of the gopis. This is the condition of Vrindavan. Govindadas tells this sad story. Sanatana Goswami describes the condition of the Brijavasis in Brihad Bhagavatamrita 16119. Kintvidanim api bhavan yaritan narukampate yama eva tadashar saravan vege nanu grahishyati. O Krishna, if you still do not show mercy to the surviving Brijavasis, then Yamaraj will quickly come and show them his mercy. And he goes on, text 121. Tetratyai yamana sopa jala sukshava chajani govardhano bonicho so swaprapto yo ritastvaya. There is hardly any water left in the Yamuna. She's almost dried up. Giriraj Govardhan, who is carried by your left hand and reaching as high as the heavens, has now entered into the earth and is gradually disappearing out of the pain of separation. 122. Dayantyana shanat pranas twannamamrita sevinam param shuksha maharanya tavagnir bhavita gati. What more can I say about the condition of Braj? Those who are still alive have given up all bathing, eating, and drinking. Their life airs are not leaving their bodies only because they are tasting the nectar of your holy name. Therefore, the blazing forest fire of Mahavan shall be their ultimate destination. This is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's Sri Krishna Virahe. Sri Krishna Virahe Radhikaradhash Ami Ta Sahite Nari Jugala Milan Sukara Karan Jivana Chadite Pari. I am absolutely unable to tolerate Sri Radhika's pitiable condition when she is suffering in separation from Sri Krishna. But I am fully prepared to immediately give up my life for the sake of their happy reunion. Radhika Charana Tyajiyamar Shanike Pralayahai Radhikaratare Shatabari Mari Seduka Amara Soya. If I were ever to renounce Radhika's lotus feet for even an instant, I would be totally devastated. For her sake, I will gladly tolerate the pain and agony of death hundreds of times. Ehena Radhara Charane Jugale Paricharya Pahabe Kabe Ahabrajadana More Dayakari Kabe Brajabani Labe. When will I be able to serve Radhika's two lotus feet? Alas, I beg all of you, O residents of Braj, please be merciful to me now. When will you take me into the forest of Braj? Vilasa Manjari Ananga Manjari Sri Rupa Manjari Ara Amaketulia Lahanija Pade Dehamore Siddhi Sara. O Vilasa Manjari, O Ananga Manjari, O Rupa Manjari, please lift me up and bring me close to your own lotus feet, thereby bestowing upon me the ultimate perfection. Madaram Samapayat. Krishna did return, as promised, and revealed in Padma Puran. Krishna pi tam dantavakram hatva yamanam utiraya nandavarajam gatva sutkanto pitaro abhivadyashvasya tabhyam shastrukantam alingita sakala gopa vrindan pranam yasya yashvasya sarvan santarpayam masa. After killing the demon Dantavakra outside the precincts of Mathura, Krishna crossed the Yamuna and returned to Braj. He offered obeisances to Nanda and Yashoda and comforted them in various ways. They in turn bathed Krishna with their tears and pacified their long-lived anguish by embracing him firmly to their hearts. Then Krishna met with all the other cowherders and relieved their sorrows. Finally, he met with the gopis and soothed their pain of separation. Jaya Jaya Radhe, Jaya Jaya Shyam, Jaya Jaya Sri Vrindavan, Pavana Radhe, Tero Nam, Pavana Sri Vrindavan, Jaya Jaya Shama, Jaya Jaya Shyam, Jaya Jaya Sri Vrindavan.